What else is new? He dug his shovel into his hole and tried to turn over the dirt and bury the seeds. What he should have done, he realized later, was knock one of his dirt piles back into his hole, but the idea of putting dirt into his hole was unthinkable. "Hello, Mr. Sir," said X-Ray. "Back so soon?" "It seems like you were just here," said Armpit. "Time flies when you're having fun," said Magnet. Stanley continued to turn the dirt over in his hole. "You Girl Scouts having a good time?" asked Mr. Sir. He moved from one hole to another. He kicked a dirt pile by Magnet's hole. Then he moved towards Stanley. Stanley could see two seeds at the bottom of his hole. As he tried to cover them up, he unearthed a corner of the sack. "Well, what do you know, caveman?" said Mr. Sir, standing over him. "It looks like you found something." Stanley didn't know what to do. "Dig it out," Mr. Sir said. "We'll take it to the warden. Maybe she'll give you the rest of the day off." "It's not anything," Stanley muttered. "Let me be the judge of that," said Mr. Sir. Stanley reached down and pulled up the empty burlap sack. He tried to hand it to Mr. Sir, but he wouldn't take it. "So tell me, caveman," said Mr. Sir, "how did my sack of sunflower seeds get in your hole?"
"I stole it from your truck."
"You did?"
"Yes, Mr. Sir."